All right, we're heading into the final segment of the Shilling Show for today, and it's always a pleasure to welcome Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent, live from Israel. On the International Criminal Court investigating Israel and Hamas, now, this is very interesting to me because you have to wonder about jurisdiction here and what is the intent of all of this. Rolene Marks, welcome back to the Shilling Show.
It is always such a pleasure, and while I was on hold, I heard you speaking about gratitude, and I just want to express gratitude to you and your team and your listeners from us in Israel. We know how much you love and support us. It's really, really felt here, and I wanted to say a huge thank you to all of you for that.
We're so glad that it is felt, because that's important. Let's talk about the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Whenever I start hearing international courts, I get very worried about national sovereignty. So what's going on here?
Well, this is very, very interesting, because the announcement was made on the 5th of February as Israel started to observe the Sabbath, which I think was actually intentional with their announcement. And the chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, who incidentally ends her nine-year term, announced that she will be conducting investigations into alleged war crimes committed by Israel and Hamas. Now, the issue, as you so rightly mentioned, is jurisdiction. First of all, we have a concern that a court that is set up to protect the human rights of people who are being oppressed and to work against genocide and bring real war criminals to justice is turning its head into an area where they have no jurisdiction, but whether it's really, really debatable if a sovereign country defending itself against the terrorist element, and it's ironic that we have this conversation during Child Soldiers Week, where we look at how Palestinian children are used as human shields and cannon fodder by Hamas, while they are looking at Israel. And it has become politicized, something that has been expressed by the United States and many countries. But the issue here is jurisdiction. Now, the Israelis are not signatories of the Rome Statute, which is the governing legal documents which determine jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. Nor is Hamas or the Palestinian Authority, or there any state of Palestine. However, the ICC have decided that they will claim jurisdiction over East Jerusalem, over the West Bank, and over Gaza. And of course, these are areas which are hotly disputed. Now, countries such as the United States, Australia, Germany, Hungary, Czech Republic, Canada, and others are saying that their concern is that this is highly politicized and that the court is trying to stick its nose or enact jurisdiction clearly in an area where it has none.
You know, Rolene, what's very interesting to me, and I'd like you to elaborate on this, is that I know, because I've been following for a long time, that Israel goes so far out of its way, the IDF, whenever their military actions, to prevent damage in whatever way they can to innocent human life that just happens to be in the area. And it's exactly the opposite of Israel's enemies. They try to inflict casualties upon the public and not necessarily focus on the military. So would you tell us just what Israel does to go out of its way to protect people when they're having to fight these terrorists?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because as we say here, Israel fires from the front line with our civilians behind us, and the enemies that we encounter fire from within their civilian infrastructure. So let's take a look at Israel's right to defend itself as a sovereign state, which we would expect any country to do. And in fact, there was a delegation of high-ranking generals from around the world who came to Israel shortly after Operation Protective Edge and said, you know, that the problem with Israel, because we have enacted such stringent ways of protecting civilians in enemy territory, we have changed the rules of engagement for other countries. So I don't think that there is any other country that follows a system of dropping pamphlets or leaflets or phoning civilians or sending SMSs to their phones to warn them of an impending strike, or of using the knocking technology, which is to fire on the roof, which is like a tapping sound, which warns civilians to get out of the area because there will be some kind of escalation. This, compared to Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and other terror groups from within the Gaza Strip, who fire rockets from within their civilian infrastructure and from within the media, as some brave media journalists have reported on occasion, under grave threat to their safety. It's schools, mosques, even the zoo and people's personal homes are used as weapon storage facilities or areas where terrorists can tunnel in and out of Israel, where they smuggle weapons or worse, launch attacks on Israeli civilians. We've had, and this is going to come up in an investigation should it go ahead, the storming of our borders on every Friday, which were riots that took place, putting children, the disabled, women and the elderly right in the front line of possible sniper fire, so that they could try and storm the border and come into Israel. And in the words of Hamas, and Hamas brag about this is not something that we make up. Anybody can check out Hamas in their own words and kill civilians. So, you know, it begs the question, they're so focused on Israel, but the area they should be focusing on is Hamas and the pay-for-slay economy of terror within the Palestinian Authority as well.
Rolene Marks, I wish we had an hour to get into this because there's so much more to it, but I know that people can reach you online. So very quickly, if you would just tell us where we can follow your work.
You can follow me at layoftheland.online. Also, YouTube, The Israel Brief, and on Twitter at Rollmark and on my personal Facebook page. And I always love chatting to you and your listeners. And thank you, everybody, so much for your support and your greatly appreciated prayers.
Thank you so much. And we continue to pray for Israel. And as God has told us, and he made it very, very clear, whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, and whoever curses Israel will be cursed. That is a warning. It is held true. And it continues to be true. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.